I have mine too. She's going to give me a travel slip. Okay.
All right. We're reconvening the meeting of the Public Affairs Planning Board. Next item are a few discussion items. We'll start with Maggie with the Board of Investments.
We have a meeting coming up on the 25th and 26th. We did have a short meeting on April 20th, but, which we discussed the continuity of operations plan. We updated annually, so we'll discuss that. We're updating our board policy manual. We're meeting once a month, once every other month, twice a month, I guess. And we're updating that manual, which has been a kind of a fun process because it forces us all to read the manual that we're following. I'm having Cynthia send out the domestic equity asset class review. You know, we do educational components each meeting. And the last one is on the domestic equity asset class review. And having her send out the capital market assumptions that were provided by RBK. So you will get those and you can have fun reading. And if you have any questions, Dan Villa. Just kidding. But it was a short meeting. I'll be providing more information. And
thank you. I am grateful that the Board of Investments took up the annual review of their continuity of operations plan, because obviously the state of Montana comes to a standstill if the Board of Investments comes to a standstill, because no money moves. Nobody gets paid, nobody gets the retirement check, and then all of a sudden we're in a big bind if the Board of Investments is not up and running. So for them to have a disaster plan that's up to date and is obviously of vital importance.
And we actually used it during COVID, so we know it works. I mean, that was a nice thing. Yeah. It was a bad test.
Well, and all this computer hacking that's going on, he gives a person a heebie-jeebie, so I know that the state's system, you know, now we have the facility in Miles City for backup, and if the Helena system crashes, then the Miles City system picks it right up. So it's important that we're doing all this stuff. And I know we have an emergency plan here at Public Employees Retirement Board. We did have a kind of an emergency here that tested that system when the fire in the garage, right?
And yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a pretty scary thing.
Yep.
A vehicle started fire in an underground garage here, so it was.
That would have been a labor and industry employee.
The building was evacuated and there was all kinds of fuss. So, you know, those kind of things can, you know, all of a sudden something could happen. We had three or four vehicles explode if the fire department hadn't been able to get here for a couple.
Oh my gosh, if we're not able to get the benefit payments out, you can imagine how many people count on those on that very day.
Yeah.
So yes, yeah, critical. Yeah.
So emergency planning is very important. And also at home, I'm in the middle of trying to do a fire safe grant for our condo association. Oh, God. Trying to get people to agree to cut down an old, ratty old juniper tree. Anyway, back to business. Committee meeting updates. Committee chair have a meeting update at all?
Madam Chair, the policy committee, as you see in the earlier part of the meeting, is that we did meet last month. We had initially planned on meeting again in sometime in this fall, but I received an email here requesting that it be moved up to June 8th to accommodate some changes to the that need to be made based on the actuarial experience study on this. And so rather than having, we decided, if I'm correct, correct me if I'm wrong, Cynthia, rather than we swapped out the audit committee meeting for this one. And so we'll be meeting in June, June 8th, you know, rather than into October, in order so we can consider the recommendations which will be made by staff and be acted on, hopefully at the meeting, the regular board meeting the next day.
Yeah, these once in 5 years experience studies, the information has to trickle down all through all the documents that are related there too. So it's a process. Any other committee meeting updates at all?
I just want to note that we graciously decided to move our audit meeting to
So noted. So noted. Okay, Director Schwinden, you have some comments to.
Madam President, very briefly, since you brought up continuity of operations, the state has a new employee that is revamping the way those documents have been done. And Bill and I have at least met online with that person, and we're going to continue to start a new process for documenting what we do in those events. Quickly, I attended the legislative audit committee on the 25th, which seems like it was yesterday, but it was a couple weeks ago, I guess. As you've seen in our blue covers, we got a clean audit with the unmodified opinion and no recommendations. There was some verbiage in there that we didn't like. And so I spent, I don't know, a day preparing with Holly and Bill for questions on some of that verbiage, and nobody asked me anything. So that's how it goes when you're all prepared, they don't ask questions. But the meeting went well, and they obviously accepted our audit. Bill and I met with the Board of Investments with Chair Peterson didn't mention regarding the DC and 457 prospective transfers over there. We did that on the 20th of April, and Bill also took the meeting with the Retirees Association on the 19th. So those are the few meetings that we've had in between our last get together in April. A couple of reminders about the upcoming June meeting. We'll be approving the annual budget at that time, which is a change, but I think a very, very good change. The election of the board officers will be held in June, and also the president will appoint the committee members for our various committees. And that's all I had for a quick update today, Madam President.
I have a question based on the legislative committees. Are they still doing a study? Is there a study underway still about retirement again?
Yeah, the SABA committee has House Joint Resolution 8, where they are continuing to study. And of course, the focus has been on the game warden system, which was the only one that was not amortizing under 30 years. With this information, we will be presenting it to the SABA committee on the 25th.
Okay.
And it's very likely there's going to be a lot of questions and a lot of interest in it. We have forewarned them at every one of their prior meetings that that snapshot in time may be changing when we have our experience study results. So there's going to be a lot of, wow, we took the whole interim and we didn't talk about these issues, but we didn't have the study in hand until now.
Yeah.
So we'll be prepared. We've talked with Todd about the prospect of him attending, and he said he may do that, but as it is now, it will be Sean Graham from the teachers and William and I doing this presentation.
Okay.
My apologies.
I was not serious, Madam Chair.
Okay. Anything else for your report? Or?
No.
Okay. So the next EAC meeting is July 28th, is that right?
That's correct. Okay. Yep.
Next board meeting, everybody knows, is the 9th. And there's other, the SAVA and legislative finance are listed there. So, and those meetings are online just like ours, so you can watch them if you want to, or go back and watch them later on. And if I hear no further business, we will do this meeting.